I hit him hard with my elbow and said, "Cabron, drunkard, let me see." Then he put both his hands on my head to push me down, and so he might see better, and leaned all his weight on my head and went on shouting, "Club them! That's it! Club them!" "Club yourself," I said, and I hit him hard where it would hurt him, and it hurt him, and he dropped his hands from my head and grabbed himself and said, "No hay derecho, mujer. This woman you have no right to do." And in that moment, looking through the bars, I saw the hall full of men flailing away with clubs and striking with flails, and poking and striking, and pushing and heaving against people with the white wooden pitchforks that now were red and with their tines broken. And this was going on all over the room while Pablo sat in the big chair with his shotgun on his knees, watching. And they were shouting and clubbing and stabbing, and men were screaming as horses scream in a fire. And I saw the priest with his skirts tucked up, scrambling over a bench, and those after him were chopping at him with the sickles and the reaping hooks, and then someone had hold of his robe, and there was another scream and another scream. And I saw two men chopping into his back with sickles, while a third man held the skirt of his robe, and the priest's arms were up, and he was clinging to the back of a chair. And then the chair I was standing on broke, and the drunkard and I were on the pavement that smelled of spilled wine and vomit, and the drunkard was shaking his finger at me and saying, "No hay derecho, mujer, no hay derecho. You could have done me an injury." And the people were trampling over us to get into the hall of the Ayuntamiento, and all I could see was legs of people going into the doorway, and the drunkard sitting there facing me and holding himself where I had hit him. That was the end of the killing of the fascists in our town, and I was glad I did not see more of it, and but for that drunkard I would have seen it all. So he served some good, because in the Ayuntamiento it was a thing one is sorry to have seen. But the other drunkard was something rarer still. As we got up after the breaking of the chair, and the people were still crowding into the Ayuntamiento, I saw this drunkard of the square with his red and black scarf, again pouring something over Don Anastasio. He was shaking his head from side to side, and it was very hard for him to sit up. But he was pouring and lighting matches, and then pouring and lighting matches, and I walked over to him and said, "What are you doing, shameless?" "Nada, mujer, nada," he said. "Let me alone." And perhaps because I was standing there so that my legs made a shelter from the wind, the match caught, and a blue flame began to run up the shoulder of the coat of Don Anastasio and onto the back of his neck, and the drunkard put his head up and shouted in a huge voice, "They're burning the dead! They're burning the dead!" "Who?" somebody said. "Where?" shouted someone else. "Here," bellowed the drunkard. "Exactly here." Then someone hit the drunkard a great blow alongside the head with a flail, and he fell back, and lying on the ground, he looked up at the man who had hit him, and then shut his eyes and crossed his hands on his chest, and lay there beside Don Anastasio, as though he were asleep. The man did not hit him again, and he lay there, and he was still there when they picked up Don Anastasio and put him with the others in the cart that hauled them all over to the cliff where they were thrown over that evening with the others after there had been a cleaning up in the Ayuntamiento. It would have been better for the town if they had thrown over 20 or 30 of the drunkards, especially those of the red and black scarves, and if we ever have another revolution, I believe they should be destroyed at the start. But then we did not know this, but in the next days we were to learn. But that night we did not know what was to come. After the slaying in the Ayuntamiento, there was no more killing. But we could not have a meeting that night because there were too many drunkards. It was impossible to obtain order, and so the meeting was postponed until the next day. That night I slept with Pablo. I should not say this to you, Guapa, but on the other hand, it is good for you to know everything, and at least what I tell you is true. Listen to this, Inglés. It is very curious. As I say, that night we ate, and it was very curious. It was as after a storm or a flood or a battle, and everyone was tired and no one spoke much. I myself felt hollow and not well, and I was full of shame and of a sense of wrongdoing, and I had a great feeling of oppression and of bad to come, as this morning after the plains. And certainly bad came within 3 days. Pablo, when we ate, spoke little,